RJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. And first thing out, let me remind you, because sometimes I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. After a brief monologue, we're going to open the telephone lines and invite you to call in. We'll announce our special guest today, a guest that we've had on the air with us many, many times, but I still say it's a special guest. We'll introduce him in a moment and invite you to call, ask your questions, join in the discussion. The discussion today, the issue today, are we witnessing an American culture revolution? Are we witnessing an American cultural revolution? I think it's an important question for us to ask. I think it's vital for Christians, conservatives, and patriots to ask that question. We're mired down, bogged down, in what I consider a cultural revolution. We're looking at our morals, ethics, and values being trashed. We're witnessing the Socialist Marxist Communist BLM Antifa Democrat Party embracing everything that's immoral, ungodly, unholy, illegal, that will destroy our nation. I'd use that in a positive statement. Didn't say may, or perhaps, but will destroy our nation unless Christians, conservatives, and patriots wake up. We need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. We're going to talk about some of the statistical numbers from the past elections and the present future of where we are. We're going to talk about some of the things we're seeing today in some of the Democrat candidates that's running. A lack of morals, a lack of ethics, a lack of values. We're going to talk about the fact that in our educational system today, we're witnessing everything but academic training. And yet we wonder why the millennials today are embracing Islam, embracing Marxism, embracing out-and-out socialism and communism. We're wondering today why we're witnessing in California an election in the process of being stolen, both with L.A. and for the state. We're going to talk about that. We're going to ask our special guest, when he's introduced in a moment, to talk about some of these very, very important issues. What we're seeing, why we're seeing it, and then more importantly, what is the answer? What do we do to change the course? Or is it too late? Can we change the course in the direction that we're going and save America? Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the Truth Book. John 8:31-32, Jesus speaking to his disciples says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God. The Bible says, "Thy Word is truth." And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a pretty soft pillow to place a head on at night. But ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, we're in a constant debate. We're in a constant war. It's a demonic war. It's a spiritually demonic war. It's a satanically demonic war that's trying to undermine, tear down, and destroy the very foundation of America. And it's being done with the deceit, the lies, then only Satan can promulgate and push. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. I can do some paraphrase on that. The further a society drifts from morals, ethics, and values, and biblical Christianity, the more we're going to find the quagmire of destroying our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Headline, he warns, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And may I say to you, that's exactly what is happening today. Another headline I'm looking at, Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. The article reads in part, America's institutions are suffering from a collapse in public support. Among the institutions worst affected are government, the media, and education. Further in the article it states, it's fashionable in academia today, and it has been for decades, that truth is relative, or that it is a matter of individual perception or cultural mores, or even that there is no such thing as absolute truth. That stands in harmony with a survey that was done a little over a year ago. The headline says most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, 55% of the millennials, according to this article, say that each person determines his or her own versions of truth. I don't know of anything that could be any more outlandish than that. Truth is truth. A half-truth is a whole lie. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge on this broadcast every day. I believe it's time that Christians, in particular, recognize that it is a spiritual battle, and it takes the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God and the Christian community to stand up, arm up, be armored up, prepared for the battle, know the enemy, and know that the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the Bible, is the very shield that we have to protect ourselves and our nation with the truth of the Word of God. The 15th century theologian John Hus again says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to it, learn it, love it, live it, tell it, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is conveniently located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. You say, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier on the campus of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, again, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Let me just do a brief portion of the monologue in addition to what I've already said, and then we'll introduce our special guest today. Ladies and gentlemen, hadn't been too many years ago that our children in school, grade school, high school, college, and postgraduate schools were taught civics and government, things about our Constitution. By the way, just a thought comes to mind. I've been told by a constitutional attorney that's a friend of the family that in law schools today, the preparing lawyers are not even taught the Constitution. They simply go by case law, what some case said, what case won in a trial, and how that stands as case law to make your arguments in the future on, rather than going back to the original Constitution and allowing our laws to be fundamentally founded there. Ladies and gentlemen, our academic institutions include things like, at one time, true academics, including English, math, reading, writing, arithmetic, etc., etc. Our students were encouraged to be honest in school. I can remember days less than 100 years ago in the public schools, the U.S. governmentally controlled schools, where students were even taught not to lie. Students were told to obey the Ten Commandments. Students were told to pray. Students were given the opportunity to pray. Students were given the opportunity at the beginning of each academic day to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And in some cases, just simply stand and rote memory, repeat the Lord's Prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, we trained our kids to love America years ago. We trained our students in the schools to love God, to embrace the Ten Commandments, not to memorize them necessarily, but to recognize them and to honor God. Also, just a few years back, our political system, ladies and gentlemen, focused on candidates that had moral values. Not too many years ago, even the Democrats focused on candidates that had morals and values and honesty and integrity in their background to run them as candidates. Candidates, ladies and gentlemen, were generally looked at on the basis yesteryear, do you love America? Do you honor the Constitution? Do you believe America is the greatest country on the face of God's green earth? Ladies and gentlemen, at one time, our elections considered honest. Elections were considered to be honest and ethical, and that we could depend on. I can recall a time just a few years back when I would sit and watch television after an election, and when the numbers were given, I thought, "Gee, that's fantastic! Look at that. This person won. This person lost." Ladies and gentlemen, today we cannot place an ounce of confidence in our election process. Why is that so? Just look at California. It's laughable. In California, you can go in with a label off of a prescription bottle, and that's your identification to vote. You can go in with a phony driver's license, a phony Social Security card, an envelope that's got your name and address on it, et cetera, and vote in California. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding more and more cities and states across America that's flung to the wind anything that would be called morals, ethics, and values. It's the morals, ethics, and values have been jettisoned in our schools for quite some time now. Morals, ethics, and values have now been jettisoned in anything that's called the election process. Morals, ethics, and values, the very thing that forms our foundation, have been wiped out, non-existent, not embraced today. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That's the question that we need to ask and understand. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll read a headline of an article, introduce our guest. We've got several on the line waiting, so I'll invite you to hang in there. Don't hang up, we'll be with you in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, this headline reads, exposing the moral failings of James Tallarico, Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. These moral failures are reflected even in the church that this man attends, the St. Andrews Presbyterian Church in Austin, Texas, which was recently exposed by the Daily Wire for having explicit, listen, the church this wicked, vile, anti-God, anti-Bible candidate, Tallarico, running for office. The church he's in has a library bookstore there, and they have LGBTQ books in the bookstore aimed at reaching the children. The books, one interviewer said, were basically pornographic, illustrating in full view sexual acts aimed at children in a book that's being sold in a church. Says the church also is an ardent supporter of Planned Parenthood. And I could go on and on and on. How can we expect any different in America? How can we expect anything that's any different in relationship to morals, ethics, and values? If we're seeing that permeating our political system, if we see that permeating our academic system, if we see that permeating our religious, if you please, denominational dogma, if we see that today, what can we expect? Can we expect God's going to sit in silence and not judge America? I think not. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my delight to introduce to you one a friend, a fellow laborer, a Christian, a professional businessman, former District 1 representative for the state of Florida, Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill, thank you for taking time out of a busy schedule to join us today. I believe it's an important time in America, important time in our nation, important time on our calendar for where we are. Thank you for joining us.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for having me. And I would like to make this statement. You read a lot of, you mentioned a lot of information about the moral depravity, the state of where we are in the United States today, and can God ignore that? And I think we can look historically, Dr. Youngblood, not only at the Old Testament and the nation Israel, but also other nations who have turned their back on God. And whenever that happens, you will see that that nation will go into decline, that God will not honor that nation. He will give the people what they want. The nation Israel wanted a king. Saul, prophet Samuel tried to tell them, no, you do not want a king. And God said, give them what they want. Mm-hmm. And they got Saul, and things started going downhill since. We can see in times past, nations like Great Britain. Great Britain at one time embraced Christianity. Now they're practically a heathen nation, and they no longer have the glory they once had. Here's the United States, who its power and might extends around the world. But if you continue down this route of ignoring God, ignoring his principles, to thumb your nose at him, we will also decline. What I would also add, Dr. Youngblood, is we can see, but we don't hear about it as much, that there is, I will call it, a mini revival that is happening on many college campuses right now, and not just at Christian college campuses, but at secular college campuses. We are seeing young people who are crying out to God, declaring Jesus as their Lord and Savior. The media is silent about it, but it is happening. God will always reserve a remnant.
Absolutely. As he told Isaiah in Isaiah the 6th chapter, when Isaiah said, hear my, send me. Isaiah, I'm going to paraphrase, wanted to know, well, Lord, who all is going to listen? He said, about 10%. But he said, there will be a bud, a root, if you please, a root coming up from that which is cut off and that which is no longer there. So I'm thankful to hear some of the things. My prayer is, quite frankly, Congressman Hill, we're witnessing multitudes that are being baptized. My prayer is that they have first and foremost said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. It is my yes. prayer that what we're seeing taking place is in fact real and will in fact bud and will in fact produce fruit and will in fact cause it to spread further in America and permeate our society that is so needful of it. Congressman Hill, as we look at the I'm looking at things now from the position of where we are. It's just a few months from election time. It's just a few months before the November midterm election. We have just a few months before what I consider to be that which shall be the turning point for the destiny of the United States of America. Either we will survive or we will die as a nation, in my opinion, based on this election cycle. And one of the things that I'm witnessing today is, and that we're seeing across the nation, is the fact that so many cities, and so many states, mostly blue cities and blue states, that have almost nothing as far as guardrails to protect the election system. I stated in the brief monologue that in California, a person can go in with no identification other than a label from a prescription bottle and use that as the identification to vote. There's been found in California, in fact, one investigator checked it out, a person that was registered to vote that was 126 years old. And my question is, where are we going that we have the SAVE Act that's been introduced? We cannot get it on the floor to be discussed, voted on, and brought to the president's desk. What is America to do with where we are today and the laxity in our election? I'm going to read this brief portion of this article, then get you to answer the question. Headline, "That don't even make sense." Watch Nick Shirley expose surreal fraud as he tracks down a 126-year-old voter. The state of California may have explained to do about the integrity of their voting rolls after journalist Nick Shirley found a voter that the state claims is 126 years old and, according to the record, shows that she has voted in 51 elections. The problem is she's actually about 86 years old and says she's not voted in 51 elections. Armed with the official information from California Secretary of State and the voter's roll, Shirley went to the home of Doris. According to the state, she was born in 1900. He knocked on the door, and he says, "This is Nick Shirley. Are you Doris?" Doris said, "Yes." Nick Shirley said, "Hello, Doris." Doris said, "Hello, yes." Said, "How are you doing?" Doris said, "I'm good." Nick Shirley said, "We're just going through the voting rolls here, and we're just confirming anybody who's above the age of 100. And right here it says, you're 126 years old. Doris said, "No, no, no. You got something wrong. That's not me." Nick Shirley said, "Are you Doris?" She said, "Yeah, but you got this house wrong." "I'm Doris, but you got the wrong place. That's the wrong information. All that stuff, you know, no, no, no. Oh, no, that's wrong." Nick Shirley said, "Oh, here. I can show you if you'd like." Doris, "Oh, no, no. It's just wrong." Nick Shirley said, "How come you think here in California they're messing up all these voting rolls here?" Doris said, "I don't know, because I don't know what you're talking about." Nick Shirley said, "Yes, you voted in 51 elections, Doris." "No, not me," she said. Nick Shirley said, "Really?" Doris said, "No, I'm not 100 years old." Nick Shirley, "I know. I just want to make sure that you're not 126 years old," end quote. Congressman Hill, this is not a one-time event. This is not something that's just simply aberrant and not normal when it comes to states like California, states like New York, states like Michigan, et cetera, counties like Fulton County, Georgia, et cetera. What is the answer? What should we think in this election time?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, first I would like to comment on the bravery of this young man, Nick Shirley, who will do things that should be done by the government to clean things up, and at least should be done by journalists, especially of our mainstream media, which is so corrupt right now. But this young man is showing courage to the nth degree, where he's exposing all of this fraud, all of this deceit, all of this waste, not only in voting, but in a lot of other areas, the fraud, waste, and abuse. I believe it's because of people like him that initiated DOGE to go out and expose all of this fraud, all of this billions of taxpayer dollars that are being stolen. So here this young man is doing this. Now, what is also just amazing, Dr. Youngblood, is the brazen cheating that we see going on in California and in other areas, but right now is being exposed in California, where we can see. I mean, it's everyone can see it. It's on the news. And the elected officials, the Democrats in California, don't care that we know that they are cheating. It's kind of like they say, well, what are you going to do about it? And they make laws which allow them to cheat. They make laws which allow them to mail out ballots to every single person, dead or alive, in California to vote. And then we see in the mayor election where, for some reason, I hope someone can explain this to me one day, Dr. Youngblood, where all the late ballots that come in every single time, it always benefits the Democrat. It always knocks out the Republican. All the late ballots coming in, it's always 9-1 in favor of the Democrat, or in this case, it's independent, but Democrat is what they are. And it knocked the Republican challenger out of the mayoral race. Mm-hmm. Utterly, and they know everyone is seeing it. They know everyone knows they're cheating, and they don't care. They're doing it anyway. And that's why we need that Save Act.
Absolutely.
Save Act so that, you know, you have to show an ID that you vote on election day. No mail-in ballots. All of those are common sense things which are going to stop cheating. Well, it's obvious why the Democrats are against it, because they can't win unless they cheat. But it is perplexing that we have Republicans who are also blocking this from coming to a vote. The Senate President, Senator Thune, who for some reason is holding it up. It's unbelievable, Dr. Youngblood, that we can't have the right type of courage, the moral values in our government that we can see in young men like Nick Shirley.
Absolutely. Hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have Santiago on the line. Go with your question or comment, please. Santiago, you there?
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you and the congressman. We must support your program more, like that you can speak loud and clear and speak the truth. And we are to blame because us, like Christians, we getting fast sitting in the seat in the church instead to spread the word of God, like yourself, like you're doing. I think we have to support your program more than and go ahead. God bless you. That's it.
Santiago, thank you so much for your statement. You're exactly right, and I'll use that as an open door. If you've not been supporting Let's Face the Issues, let me encourage you to do so. Go to fcbcatjax.com, fcbcatjax.com, and go down to the donate button and contribute toward the ongoing of Let's Face the Issues. We'd be delighted to have you partner with us to carry out the task that we're doing each and every day, standing for truth, standing for the element of the moral, ethical values in Christendom as to what we ought to do. We're talking with former Congressman Mike Hill, former legislator, District 1 of the state of Florida. I'm delighted that he's with us today. Congressman Hill, we got about a minute before the top of the hour news break, but as it stands today in our school system, I touched on this a moment ago, but in our school system today, rather than academics, reading, writing, arithmetic, the LGBTQ agenda, murder by way of abortion, pornography fills the textbooks, little Susan, little Johnny can't read, can't spell, can't write, there's no Bible in the classroom, no pledge to the flag, no Ten Commandments, nothing about loving America and the Bill of Rights. What should we think could happen with raising up and educating children at that age, and they're growing into maturity, adulthood for the millennial age group, and then adulthood further? How can we expect any different? Hold your thought, Congressman Hill. Ladies and gentlemen, right after the news, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTRJ-FM, Orange Park. WAYL-FM, St. Augustine. WATY-FM, Folkestone. WMUV-HD4, Brunswick. And W272-CQ, Jacksonville. W